from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. California has set ambitious goals for renewable energy, and so far, they're working. Solar is booming, but when the sun sets, power from solar farms drops off, of course. So California is looking for ways to store solar electricity for use after dark. As KQED science reporter Lauren Sommer tells us, the energy storage technology race is going far beyond your typical battery.
Like a lot of solar companies in California, things have been extremely busy for Recurrent Energy and its Vice President Michael Wheeler. In his San Francisco office, he points to a screen showing how all the company's solar farms are doing.
Pretty much every day we hit peak output.
And he has even larger solar farms under construction in the Southern California desert. But earlier this spring, when one of the solar farms was cranking out electricity, Wheeler got a message.
The grid operator is telling us they don't need all of it.
There was too much electricity on the grid. The folks managing the grid were telling solar farms to shut down.
Project went from almost peak output to zero for about 2 hours.
This often happens on sunny spring days when there's plenty of solar power, but Californians aren't using a lot of air conditioning yet, so demand for power is low. And the problem is only expected to get worse. A state law requires California to get fully half of its electricity from renewable sources in just 15 years.
We've built these solar projects, and to the extent that we have to turn them off more and more often, doesn't make a lot of sense. It would be a lot better to figure out uses for that electricity.
And there's a really obvious way to use it, right after the sun goes down.
Everybody comes home from work, they turn on their lights, and that uses a lot of power.
Shale Khan analyzes renewable energy at Green Tech Media in Boston. He says solar farms could store the extra electricity they generate during the day so it could be used in the evening.
It makes that solar energy dispatchable. In other words, you can control when it goes into the grid.
And because California regulators don't want to see solar farms turn off, they're now requiring utilities to build energy storage somewhere on the grid. It's the first rule of its kind in the country. So far, that technology has been focused on batteries.
Batteries and consumer electronics, you're used to your Duracell batteries and things. We've had those for a very long time. What's new is deploying them at large scale for the grid.
There are a handful of these large banks of batteries on the grid already, some as big as a semi-truck, and they can store electricity for several hours, but they're still pretty expensive. So that's prompted startup companies looking for a different way to store energy.
So what you're looking at really is best described as a giant scuba tank.
Steve Crane is pointing to a huge 25-foot-long tank in the warehouse of his company, Lightcell Energy, in Berkeley. A scuba tank really is the inspiration for his technology. It compresses air.
The electrical energy is hard to hold on to. Compressed air is relatively easy to store for hours or even days.
Here's how it works. When there's extra electricity, Crane turns on a giant air pump. It fills the tank, compressing the air by 200 times. Then, when electricity is needed, the air is released to drive an electric generator. The hard part has been dealing with all the heat this makes.
In fact, any air compressor that you use, even a bicycle pump, creates heat. You know, the bicycle pump will feel warm after you've used it for a while.
Crane's technology uses water to capture some of the heat, so the energy isn't lost. The technology is still in the early stages. The company is building pilot projects, but Crane says it could have an edge over batteries. It's cheaper and it lasts longer.
If you have a laptop or a cell phone, you know that after 2 or 3 years, you start to see significant deterioration.
Crane says interest in energy storage technology like his has skyrocketed.
Nobody had ever heard of energy storage when I got into this field about 6 or 7 years ago. Now it's something that the governor of California talks about. However, the funding that is available for new technology in this area is pretty much zero.
Research and development can take years, and venture capital firms like to see faster results. But if California is going to meet its ambitious renewable energy goals, energy storage technology will have to catch up. I'm Lauren Sommer, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, Hope Lab, and the George G. and Jeanette A. Stewart Charitable Trust.